April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. While the issue has gotten more and more attention, sexual assault is a crime that's still chronically underreported across the nation. Concern about how the criminal justice system will respond is one of the top reasons victims say they don't report. In response, some law enforcement agencies in Wyoming see training as a way to gain victims' trust. But as Wyoming Public Radio's Tennessee Watson reports, that's not a statewide priority.
Tara Muir says Wyoming is a crapshoot for victims of sexual assault.
Definitely from what we hear from survivors, it's very hit or miss out there across the state.
Muir is the policy director at the Wyoming Coalition Against Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault.
Even within a county, our advocates might talk about, wow, we sure hope Officer A is the one who comes out on this call and not Officer B, which is heartbreaking.
Muir says some survivors would rather forego the criminal justice system than risk an interaction with an officer who makes them feel like the assault was their fault. Laramie's police chief, Dale Stalder, agrees.
We have to do a better job making sure that victim felt a sense of justice throughout and felt supported. So then that victim goes and tells other people that have been victimized by that crime, hey, it's okay to report.
Not every report will end in prosecution, but Stalder wants victims to feel like they've been heard and that their case has been thoroughly investigated. That starts with an understanding that trauma can alter a victim's ability to recount what happened.
If you report to me that stuff was stolen out of your car, you don't have all those emotions. You've been traumatized to a certain degree, but you don't have all the emotions that you have if you got raped. And in that trauma, your brain does all kinds of different stuff, and it confuses and complicates your ability to then tell the story.
Stalder says training on the impacts of trauma helps officers better understand what the victim is experiencing. But he wants to be clear that successful prosecution isn't contingent on these techniques.
Trauma-informed capability may give you some better tools, but investigating a rape is no different than investigating a homicide or a burglary or anything else from a putting together the evidence perspective. It's just providing extra tools to do a better job in that victim-centered way. I think it's valuable.
It's valuable enough that Stalder decided to train his entire department, including patrol officers. The thinking is it's less of a crapshoot for victims if every officer is trained. But he says that's not happening across the entire state.
Wyoming is very much controlled at the local level.
Once peace officers graduate from the Law Enforcement Academy, they're required to do 40 hours of additional training every 2 years. But the focus of that training is left up to local agencies. The Peace Officers Standards and Training Commission, or POST, logs officers' training hours. Gangs 1, defensive driving, active shooter, firearms qualification, drug interdiction, radar, survival seminar. I sorted through the last 10 years of that data. Out of over 180,000 course entries, I found that around 1% of that training focused on sexual assault, and the amount of training varies all across the state. Step out of the city of Laramie into Albany County, and about half of the sheriff's office is trained. I asked Albany County Sheriff Dave O'Malley why, when we know sexual assault is so pervasive and so damaging, does he not require all of his officers to have additional training?
You know, that's really a good question, because it's something that we strive to always move forward.
He says increasing the amount of training is a goal, but Albany County has limited resources.
Our training budget is $22,000 a year, and that's for 46 people. And we've been pretty lucky at being able to maintain that budget, even though it's about $8,000 less than it was 10 years ago.
Sending officers out of state for training can cost thousands of dollars. There's flights, hotels, course fees, and then there's the overtime pay for whoever covers the shifts while officers are gone. Larger agencies like the Laramie PD might have an easier time moving folks around to fill shifts, but that's harder for the state's smaller agencies, such as the Sheriff's Department, with fewer people on staff.
If we can get it localized, if we can bring it here, we get more bang for our buck and we can get more people involved.
Police Chief Dale Stalder says legislation that passed during the 2018 session has started to divert funds from speeding fines to be used for more training. He's hopeful that some of that money could be used to bring sexual violence training to more remote parts of the state. But just because the money is there doesn't mean that there'll be interest.
You have to sell it to your people, because I got guys that have been investigating crimes for a long time, and now I'm telling them, no, investigate it like this. And they can be resistant.
Stalder says pressure from the community helps, like when women in Casper came forward several years ago because they felt reports of sexual violence were being brushed off.
And the police department up there reacted to that perception by really putting in some strong training and policy protocols for investigation of sexual assault.
The Post data shows that in 2018, over 50 officers with the Casper Police Department were trained on the trauma-informed approach. Stalder says similar change can happen across Wyoming if everyone speaks up in their community. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Tennessee Watson.